Father, we come before you. We truly do take time to thank you and praise you for all that you've done for us. I praise you, Father, that you are the Almighty God. I praise you, Father, that you're my God and my Savior and my Father. I thank you for this privilege to be here at Center Point today. I ask that your anointing would be upon me, that it would be upon your word. And Father, even though we're going to be talking about a very familiar subject, help us to really pay attention to see how we can truly be more thankful in the attitude that we ought to have every single day of our life. And just ask that your anointing would be upon me, that your hand would be upon me, and Father, that you would get all of the glory and all of the honor this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, turn with me to Psalms chapter 100. And for those of you that have wondered what happened to the series we were doing in Ephesians, we're still doing it. We're just taking a little intermission, okay? And it's probably going to be another 2 or 3 weeks before we get back to it, but that's still on my heart and something that I truly believe God will be leading us back to. As I was preparing for this message, I got to thinking about how blessed we are. I truly believe as a nation, we really don't fully understand our blessings. As a church, we don't really understand our blessings. And as individuals, we don't really comprehend the full measure of how God has blessed us. And I'm hoping today as we go through this message that God will just be able to open up your heart and to speak to you and really let you know how blessed you are and how grateful you should be to Him for all that He's done for you. We're going to start off this morning by reading Psalms chapter 100. It's full of good things, of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. We are going to correct one misinterpretation here real quick. In verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And I've heard a lot of people say, well, I can't sing, but the Bible says, I don't have to sing, I just have to make a joyful noise. Ever heard that? One of you. Okay, one of you heard that. Well, folks, that has nothing to do with singing. When you look up the word noise in the Greek, it stands for the word shout. So what the psalmist is saying here is, make a joyful shout unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. There's the verse that deals with the singing right there. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations.
Amen.
And I like what Brother Denny has to say a lot. He said, God is good all the time. It doesn't matter what we're going through, does it? God is still good. Now, this time of year, we have a tendency to make some different lists. We make a Christmas wish list. And there's nothing wrong with those. We also make a New Year's resolution list. And seemingly after 2 or 3 days, we lose that list for some reason. But I want to encourage you this year to make another list. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, I want you to take some time and sit down and literally make a list of everything that you have to be thankful for. Folks, we have a whole lot more than we give God praise for and credit for. We are so blessed, we take it so much for granted. And I know and I realize that we have a lot more to be thankful for than just our material blessings, our material possessions. Now, if we made a list, I'm sure life and health and family and friends and being an American would be in there. But even more important than that, on that list should be our salvation and our church family.
Amen.
And God and the love and the mercy that He's bestowed upon us.
Right.
We need to make a very detailed list because with God, we have so much to be thankful for and so much to celebrate. And I want you to think about this. I had never really thought about this in this way. But the very first Americans, and they actually weren't even called Americans at that time, that set aside a day to give God thanksgiving, the pilgrims off of the Mayflower, they were the most underprivileged Americans that have ever existed. And yet they were very thankful. If they had a house at all, it was not much of a house. Their transportation back then was either walking or horse, or maybe, if they were fortunate, they might have had a buggy. But back then, most of them didn't even have buggy. They did not have a government to subsidize every little thing going on. They did not have Medicare. They did not have Social Security. They did not have any amusements of any kind other than what they created their own selves. They had to go get their food. They didn't go to Kroger or Walmart or Harts. They went to a place called the woods and the lakes to get their food. If they didn't have a good day hunting, they automatically had a fast in their house, didn't they? Yet, these folks were so blessed and so thankful. And I dare say that if you had called them underprivileged, they would have been so upset with you, they would have probably put you in the stocks for saying so. They realized what they had. If they had nothing else, they had five things. They had initiative. They had courage. They had a willingness to work. They had a boundless faith in God. And they had freedom. Folks, they literally risked their lives for freedom. And yet we take it for granted every single day. Every single day. You know, Thanksgiving is kind of a unique holiday. It doesn't commemorate any battle. It doesn't celebrate anybody's birthday. It's not an anniversary of any specific event. It's simply a time that some people set aside to be thankful to God. Amen. And I want to read a short, or the proclamation is actually very lengthy, but I just picked some things out of it. This is a public proclamation made by George Washington in 1789. Like I said, I'm going to only read a short part of it, but I want you to notice as we go through here the strong and absolute acknowledgement of the fact of God and our nation's dependency upon Him. It reads, whereas it is, and again, this is written by George Washington, whereas it is the duty, catch that word, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress, and yes, it did say both houses of Congress, have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be. What a proclamation. And somebody dare to stand up and say our nation was not built on godly, spiritual principles. They don't have a clue what they're talking about. And this is just one of many documents. But we can see that they believed not only in the Almighty God, but they believed that it was important to take time to be thankful to God. And folks, we're getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving again this week. And one would assume that because of the example of our forefathers and because of all that God has given us, we would be extremely thankful. But quite often, it's just the opposite. The more that we have and the more that we get, the less thankful we are, and the more greedy that we get, and the less content we are with what God has blessed us with. Well, this Thanksgiving, again, I want us to stop and really think about how thankful we should be. In the 100th Psalms, it was written, of course, to the nation of Israel, and God said to them, when you get into the promised land, and when you settle down in your warm houses, and when you have plenty to eat, don't forget me. They had to know. In fact, they did know because God told them that. It was God that led them out of the wilderness. It was God that brought them into the land that flowed with milk and honey. It was God that had his hand of protection and provision upon them. But it doesn't take very long to realize that the people of Israel needed a reminder. And I think we today also need a reminder that God is good. And I'm glad they sung that song this morning, that God is good, because he is good, folks. He is so good to us. And if you notice in Psalms 100, the very first verse says that it was addressed to all the earth, and the last verse is that it included all generations. The message of Thanksgiving is so deep and so wide that it applies to every person in every area, in every stage of life. We need to be thankful. Now, as you do a scan of Psalms 100, it is not hard to find out what the emphasis is, what the main point of this whole chapter is. In verse 1, you'll find the name of the Lord. In verse 2, you'll find the name of the Lord. In verse 3, you will find the name of the Lord. In verse 4, it says, enter his gates, talking about the Lord's gate, with thanksgiving. In verse 5 again, you will find the name of the Lord. The emphasis of Psalms 100 is the Lord. Amen. If you remember my sermon last Sunday morning, it was on what? God, the source, is our source. Folks, that's exactly what Psalms 100 is saying. God is our source of everything good, and that we ought to be thankful to him. And he is the source of every blessing we have. In fact, the Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father. But in Psalms 100 here, I want us to look at five things that our thanksgiving should lead us to do. The first one we've already mentioned, where it says, make a joyful shout unto the Lord. Well, we don't hear a whole lot of shouting in church anymore, but folks, there is a proper place for shouting. And that word shout means to shout with the force of a trumpet blast, a shout of joy to the Lord that comes from the very depths of our being. If we stop and really think about how blessed we are, it's going to be hard for us not to shout with a shout that just encompasses every fiber of our being. We have been blessed. I get so amazed at us Christians, and I include myself in this. We go to ball games, and we shout until we go home, and we can't even hardly talk. Or you watch them on TV, a celebrity walks out into the public, and people just scream and shout. And yet we stop and look at the goodness of God and go, folks, we need to be shouting. Amen. Psalms 100 tells us to make a joyful shout unto the Lord. And I'm going to tell you this, if God ever lays it on your heart to shout in here, cut loose. Amen. I mean, cut loose. It is a biblical principle. Yeah, you may scare me and half the other people here, but we'll get over it, okay? There is a place for it. And don't do it unless God tells you to. But if he tells you to, don't you dare hold back. The second thing that we see in Psalms 100 is we ought to show God our gratitude by serving him. Well, the Bible makes it very plain that if we're out witnessing for the Lord, or if we're out feeding the hungry and clothing the naked or doing any kind of work that serves other people, we are serving Him. And we need to do it in His name. Matthew 25:40 says, in so much, and in fact this is Jesus talking, in so much as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. So every time that we serve somebody, we're serving God. Now, we have a ministry here in our church that I think some people don't really look down on, but I think we kind of take it for granted, and that's our food bank. Folks, every time somebody comes through those doors and we help them out and we serve them, we're serving the Lord.
Amen.
By doing that. We are feeding the hungry like He has told us to do, so we don't ever need to take even what seems minor for granted. The Bible says, if you even give a cup of water in my name, it shall not be forgotten. God keeps track of all the good things that we do. And not only should we serve Him, but in Psalms 100 there said that we should serve God with gladness. We ought to be glad that we have an opportunity to serve. And let me share this with you. If you're not serving here in this church, you need to find a place to serve in this church. You're never going to fully feel a part of this church until you are involved in this church. And we need serving. It also says to serve with a thankful heart. Thankful that for all that God has done for us, and thankful that we have the ability to serve others. Again, sometimes we take that for granted. But we should never take that for granted. The third thing that Psalms 100 tells us about is come before Him with singing.
Amen.
Even if you can't sing, you need to sing unto the Lord.
Amen.
Publicly, you need to sing to the Lord. Privately, you need to sing unto the Lord. There's just something about singing to the Lord.
Right.
To me, it's one of the best ways of really showing God my thankfulness and my gratefulness for all that He's done. And it could be just a very simple song. I've shared with you before, my favorite song to sing to Him is Alleluia, which just simply means I praise You. And just singing that over and over and over, it'll come from a grateful heart. And there's something about singing. And there's something special to God about singing. There's going to be singing in heaven. It says we're going to have a new song. Well, I believe that new song's already in our heart and that we can already sing it. We just need to let it loose. And if you say, well, I can't sing, I don't think God's going to care if you can sing according to man's standards or not.
Right.
He told us to sing. The fourth thing. Boy, I got excited when I looked at this. We need no other reason than this to be thankful. Verse 4 says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
Amen.
Folks, what else do we need to be thankful for? And the reason we're not as thankful as we should be is that very first two words there. It says, know ye. Get it down into your heart. You may know it in your mind, but this is talking about get it down into your very being. Really get an understanding that God is God.
Amen.
And that we are His people. The Bible even goes further and says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I told you about me growing up and I had a really poor self-image. That verse is one of the verses that helped get me straightened out. When I finally realized that God took the time to make me, and to make me just like He wanted me, and that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. In fact, the Bible even says that I am His masterpiece.
Right.
Oh, I got excited over that. My self-esteem started to go the right way then.
Amen.
We have to see ourselves the way that God sees us. He took the time to make us just like we are, and we need to be happy with ourselves just like we are. Now, we need to always be improving. Yes, don't get me wrong there.
Try.
But there's some things about ourselves that we have to accept. I have to accept that I'm tall.
Try.
How am I going to change that? You may be short. That's how God made you.
Try.
You may be medium height. That's how God made you.
Try.
However God made you, be happy with that, realizing He made you just like He did for a very specific reason. And that, again, we are His workmanship. We are His masterpiece. And I get excited when I think about He took the time to make me just like He did. And He goes a step further than that. We read it once. I want to read it again. That we are His son or His daughter.
Amen.
Folks, you can't be the son or daughter of anybody any better than God.
Amen.
We have much to be thankful for. And then the fifth thing. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Now, I find it amazing that God has to command us to be thankful and that God has to command us to enter His courts with praise. We ought to be zealous with thanksgiving and we ought to have an abundance of praise to God. But here He had to command us to do it. Going back to what I mentioned at the very beginning, if you'll sit down and you'll make a list, and don't worry about prioritizing that list, just make the list of every little thing that you have to be thankful for. I'm going to tell you how minute that can get. Growing up, I used to despise number two pencils because they were always breaking. Now I have mechanical pencils, and folks, I'm thankful for my mechanical pencils.
Amen.
We have a lot to be thankful for, and again, most of it we take so much for granted, but when we sit down and we make a list, and we list as many things as we possibly can, and we look at that list, God won't have to command us anymore to be thankful.
Right.
One thing that my mom and dad did for me that really caught my attention when I was growing up. Mom took me sometimes to the other side of the tracks to see how people lived. I didn't like how they lived. I realized very quickly I was blessed.
Amen.
Folks, we need to realize that we are blessed. You might lose all of your earthly possessions. You might lose your house, your car. You might lose everything you have. But you're still blessed. You've got your family, you've got the church, you've got God, you've got your salvation, you have eternal life. You are blessed.
Amen.
And we are more blessed than any other people that have ever lived, material-wise, possession-wise. But again, if you make a list, we have more to be thankful for than any other people in the world. Let me give you a partial list. If you don't get excited over any of these, then maybe we need to talk. But we are Americans. Is our nation going through some horrible times right now? Absolutely. It's still the greatest country that ever was out there.
Amen.
We still have abundant freedoms. And that's another reason to be thankful. We are free. We are absolutely free. We have more than we need. Every one of us here has more than we need. We are children of the Most High God. If you're a Christian, you can say that. And again, that's the greatest reason to be thankful. We live in Arkansas. I've been all over the United States. Denny and I have traveled east to west, north to south, all over this great United States. Folks, there's no place more beautiful than Arkansas. We are blessed in that. We have good friends, good family, good church, and a good community. We are blessed. Let's stand and let's have prayer. Father, we come before You. Truly with grateful hearts for all that You've done for us. And God, it's so undeserving. Through Your grace, You've seen fit to save us and to give us all the good things that You have. And Father, We are blessed beyond our wildest imaginations. And you truly are good to us in an abundant manner. I pray, Father, this year during Thanksgiving that we would realize how blessed we are, that we would take the time to sit down and make a list. And even keep it close to us. And when we start feeling depressed and start feeling down and start feeling discouraged, we could go back to our blessing list and we could realize that we have nothing to be down or discouraged about. Now, hard times might come, but we're still blessed. Your hand is upon us and you have blessed us in an abundant manner. And we thank you for that, Father. We take time this morning to give you the praise and the honor and the homage that is due unto you for all that you've done for us. And I just pray this morning, Father, if you've laid it on someone's heart to bring a need to this altar, that you would give them the courage to do so. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.